Happy Christmas. If I haven't spoken to you already this morning, it's good to see you all. I'm just going to speak for just a few minutes, so don't worry, it's not going to be half an hour. I heard a story once about a mom who was passing down a family recipe, a Christmas family recipe, to her daughter, and it was for a Christmas baked ham. So it was probably an American thing, because we don't really do that, do we? So the mom went through all the preparations that you have to do for the ham and the spices and everything that you use, she said. And oh, she said, just before you put the ham in the oven, just before you put it in the pot, you need to chop off the two ends of the joint, put it in the pot and in the oven. And the daughter was like, okay, that all sounds good. She said, but why do you chop the two ends off the ham? And the mom went, you know what? I don't know. That's just the way my mom, your nan, taught me to do it. So the daughter goes to her grandma's house and she says, mom's been telling me the Christmas ham recipe, she said, and it's all good, she said, but she told me that just before you put the ham in the pot, you have to chop the two ends off. She said, no, I don't really understand what that bit's for. And the nan said, she said, you know what, I don't really know, but that's the way my mom, your great-grandma, taught me to do it. Those of you who have a turkey cooking, you'll be pleased to know that great-great-grandma was no longer with us. But she went to see her great-nan. And she said, Nan, great Nan, I've heard this recipe for this baked Christmas ham. She said, and I just don't understand why, just before you put it in your pot, you chop the two ends off the joint. And great grandma looked at her and she said, oh, that's simple. She said, my pot was too small. So here you have this family who have been passing down this traditional thing for generations, not actually realising why they were doing what they were doing. And actually, the tradition had long since ceased to be necessary. They just buy a bigger pot. But you know, we have traditions, don't we, at Christmas that we pass down and we just do them. We decorate trees. You know, we have Santa Claus dressed in red, apparently because of Coca-Cola. I was really gutted when I found that out. It's just an advertising ruse. It used to be green, apparently. But, you know, we have those traditions. We send cards. We do all of the things we do. I'm sure in your family you have some Christmas traditions. In our family, the tradition always was that the kids get up really early and open their presents. But my kids are now in their 20s. And even though they've started off on Christmas Eve going, no, we're still getting up early. Early has got later and later and later. And actually this morning it was the dog that woke up at 6:30. Sitting by the tree, sniffing, going, when we're opening the presents. So traditions change, but we have to remember, don't we, why we do the things that we do. Nothing wrong with traditions. There's nothing wrong with having fun, but why are we doing it? And I wonder if you had a blank sheet of paper, perhaps you can think about this later on, how would you celebrate Christmas? If you could put it all on one side and just start again and come up with your own, how would you celebrate Christmas? And I need a few helpers. So I'd like someone to come and be an angel. It can be Evie. Oh, hang on. Oh, there we go. Okay, first one out. There's other opportunities. Can we put this on you? Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Are you happy to stand there just for a few minutes? Okay, maybe you would like to celebrate Christmas. If you had a blank sheet of paper, perhaps you could celebrate Christmas in the tradition of the angels. You know, angels are heavenly beings. They live in heaven with God, and yet they came down to earth to spread the good news of that Jesus has been born. And the angels, you know, they didn't go to the rulers, they didn't go to the politicians, they didn't go to the important people. They went to a couple of teenagers and a load of shepherds. And they were the people that in those days people would have just passed by as a bit unimportant and a bit sort of down at heel. And I wonder, would you celebrate Christmas like the angels by sharing the good news of Jesus, not just with your friends or your mates or the people that are important, but maybe to people that other people would just pass by? Maybe you could follow the tradition of the angels. Maybe you could follow the tradition of the shepherds. Now, it's not Christmas, is it, unless someone has a tea towel on their head. So I'm looking for a shepherd. And Tony's being voted at the moment. Unless someone can beat Tony to the front. Come on, come on, yes. Thank you very much, Tony. Your moment passed. Right, you might have to stand still because I couldn't find him. There we go. Brilliant. Okay. Yeah, you might have to keep your head still there. Not for long. So, the tradition of the shepherds. When the angels came, the shepherds said, right, we're going to Bethlehem. We're going to find this baby. You know, shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks. If any of you think they were doing anything with socks, you're reading the wrong version of the Bible. But they were watching their flocks, their livelihood. This was the thing that kept them secure, was their sheep. And yet, when they heard the good news, they would turn their back on the sheep and go and find Jesus, find the Messiah. They'd been looking for this Messiah coming for years. They hear that it's happened, and they put aside the things that make them secure. The Bible doesn't actually say they left their sheep, but they must have, even if they'd have taken them all with them, they turned their back to worship Jesus. And I wonder, would you celebrate Christmas with the tradition of the shepherds? Instead of holding on to all those things that keep us secure, you know, we all have homes, we all have finance, you know, we've probably got a job and all those things that keep you secure. But could you celebrate Christmas by actually saying, you know what, Jesus is more important, and actually that's where my security lies, not in all of these other things. Could you turn your back like the shepherds on what kept them secure? Maybe you might want to celebrate in the tradition of the kings. So we need a king. Now, it's the 21st century, so the king can be female. Oh, hang on. Oh, do you know... Hey, no. Stand still. Okay. You... All right. You stay there, then. You're going to have to keep your head still as well. I don't do kids' work. The kings came a long way for one reason, to worship the Messiah. And I wonder, would you celebrate the Christmas by the tradition of the kings and just spending a moment in the busyness of today to just, in the busyness of today, just to give your worship to Jesus? Would you put aside all of the other traditions for just a few moments to spend in worship? The kings travelled a long way. Sometimes we can't even get out of bed, can we, on a Sunday morning? But the kings travelled a long way, the wise men, to worship Jesus. And the final one that you might want to emulate, and yeah, okay, there needs to be two things you need to know about the next costume. One, it's pretty small. And it actually is Mary that I want, so some of the boys may not want to do this. But if someone would like to be Mary... Evie, do you want to? No, not sure. Actually, you see, Mary. Yeah, come on. Mary always wears blue, but actually, as you've already got blue on, we could just do this over the top, couldn't we? There you go. I think that's meant to be Mary, but you know, use a little bit of poetic license. You know, maybe you could celebrate Christmas in the tradition of Mary. She was a teenager. An angel turned up one day and said, you're going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. And this baby's the Messiah. Remember, these people have been looking for this Messiah for years. And you're the one, Mary. And what does Mary say? She doesn't say, She says, let it be to me according to your will. And could you today celebrate Christmas by saying to Jesus, saying to your Heavenly Father, whatever you want, God, let it be to me according to what you want. Not what I want. You know, we've got a new year coming up. I'm sure you're all thinking of things that we want. But would we say, actually, not according to what I want, but according to what you want? So there's lots of ways we can get beyond the traditions and celebrate Christmas. We can be like an angel, sharing the good news with people that other people might pass by. We could be like a shepherd, leaving the things that make us secure and putting our full security and trust in Jesus. We could be like a king, going a long way out of his way to worship. We could be like Mary, being in surrender, let it be to me according to your will. I think, Robin, do you want to take a quick picture? Because you, do you want to stand together a bit? And then we'll pray. Thank you. Let's just pray just for a moment, then these guys can go. God, we just thank you for this lovely day, this day that we celebrate the arrival of the Messiah on this earth, the one who came to make a difference, the one who came to reunite us in relationship with God, the one who came to be Emmanuel, God with us. And God, I pray today that we will all know that you want a relationship with us, that we will all know that relationship, God. If there's anyone here who doesn't have that, that they will open themselves up to you today. And for all of us, God, may we just have a few moments where we put aside maybe some other traditions and we come to you in worship, moving forward into the new year by saying, God, let it be to me according to your will. Amen.